This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the aviation sector has played an important role in making India the fastest growing economy in the world. Through this sector, the government is working to connect people, culture and prosperity. Addressing the Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Civil Aviation in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said that an increasing middle class leading to higher demand are driving forces behind the progress of this sector. He added that India's aviation sector is undergoing a remarkable transformation, enhancing ease of travel for citizens and boosting connectivity. All eligible senior citizens covered under Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, ABPMJ, will be issued a new distinct card under the scheme. Official sources inform that anyone aged 70 or above, as per their Aadhaar card, will be eligible to apply for the scheme. The scheme is expected to be operational within a week. It is an application-based scheme and people need to register on the portal. The portal will offer face authentication and will have a designated link for senior citizens above 70 years of age. Sources also mentioned that those with private insurance and the Employees State Insurance Corporation beneficiaries can also apply for the ABPMJ scheme. The Odisha government has decided to provide 10% reservation and a 3-year age relaxation along with exemption from the physical test for ex-Agniveers in uniformed services. The decision taken at the cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi will offer ample opportunities to ex-Agniveers in uniformed services such as police, forest, excise, fire or any other services determined by the state government. India and China have agreed to work with urgency and redouble their efforts to achieve complete disengagement in the remaining areas. This emerged during a meeting between National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and member of the Communist Party of China Political Bureau and Director of the Office of the Central Foreign Affairs Commission, Wang Yi, today in St. Petersburg, Russia. The meeting was held on the sidelines of the meeting of BRICS high-ranking officials responsible for security matters and national security advisors. During the meeting, Ajit Doval conveyed that peace and tranquility in border areas and respect for the line of actual control are essential for normalcy in bilateral relations. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has said that since Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Russia, 35 Indian nationals have been released from the Russian army. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that around 50 Indian nationals are still with the Russian army and New Delhi is working diligently to secure their release as soon as possible. This brings the total number of released Indians to 45, as 10 Indian nationals were discharged before the Prime Minister's visit. The United States has reaffirmed its support for a permanent seat for India and endorsed text-based negotiations to reform the UN Security Council, which has been stalled due to disagreements among a few countries. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, the U.S. permanent representative to the UN, said that the U.S. is ready to work with other nations to draft and refine a resolution for a General Assembly vote and potentially amend the UN Charter. In the South Asian Junior Athletics Championships, India clinched 9 gold medals in Chennai on the second day yesterday. Anisha secured India's first gold of the day in the women's discus throw with a record-setting distance of 49.91 metres, surpassing the previous meet record of 48.6 metres set by A. Bajwa in 2018. Amanat Kamboj won silver with a throw of 48.38 metres, while Sri Lanka's J. H. Gorangani took bronze with 37.95 metres. The IMD has issued a red alert for heavy rain in Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh for today. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said that the monsoon depression over northwest Madhya Pradesh is slowly moving northward and northeastward, which will result in extremely heavy rainfall around various parts of the country. In Rajasthan, the normal life has been badly affected by heavy rain in the eastern parts of the state. And that is the end of this news bulletin.